As autumn wore into winter, and the high tops were streaked with the first snows, the discomforts of practice in the dales began to make themselves felt. Driving for hours with frozen feet, climbing to the high barns in biting winds which seared and flattened the wiry hill grass. The interminable stripping off in draughty buildings, and the washing of hands and chest in buckets of cold water, using scrubbing soap and often a piece of sacking for a towel. This was when some small animal work came as a blessed relief. To step out of the rough, hard routine for a while, to walk into a warm drawing room instead of a cowhouse, and tackle something less formidable than a horse or bull. And among all those comfortable drawing rooms there was none so beguiling as Mrs. Pumphrey's. Mrs. Pumphrey was an elderly widow. Her late husband, a beer baron whose breweries and pubs were scattered widely over the broad bosom of Yorkshire, had left her a vast fortune and a beautiful house on the outskirts of Darrowby. Here she lived with a large staff of servants, a gardener, a chauffeur, and Tricky Woo. Tricky Woo was a Pekingese and the apple of his mistress' eye. Standing now in the magnificent doorway, I furtively rubbed the toes of my shoes on the back of my trousers and blew on my cold hands. I could almost see the deep armchair drawn close to the leaping flames, the tray of cocktail biscuits, the bottle of excellent sherry. Because of the sherry, I was always careful to time my visits for half an hour before lunch. A maid answered my ring, beaming on me as an honoured guest, and led me to the room crammed with expensive furniture and littered with glossy magazines and the latest novels. Mrs. Pumphrey, in a high-backed chair by the fire, put down her book with a cry of delight.
"Tricky! Tricky! Here's your Uncle Harriet!"
I had been made an uncle very early, and, sensing the advantages...